There was another shakeup in the mutual fund industry today. San Francisco-based Wells Fargo reached a deal to buy all but a small part of Milwaukee-based Strong Financial Corporation. Analysts say the purchase might not have occurred except for the admitted misdeeds of Strong's co-founder, Richard Strong. Last week, federal and state regulators reached a $175 million settlement with Strong and his company over trading abuses at the firm. Chuck Quernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
News that Richard Strong was at the center of an investigation into financial wrongdoing came as a big surprise to many people in the Milwaukee area. New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer announced last fall he was targeting Strong and his company as part of Spitzer's wider probe of the mutual fund industry. Strong made nearly $2 million by making rapid trades in and out of his own company's funds. Edward Falone, a securities law professor at Marquette University, says Strong's trades were made at the expense of the investors who trusted him.
He breached his trust. He did not act as a fiduciary. And because he was the head of this large mutual fund company, he became the poster boy for abuses.
Richard Strong will pay $60 million in restitution and civil fines and is banned from the mutual fund industry for life. As part of the settlement, Strong issued an apology, admitting that what he had done was wrong and saying he had let his investors down. Strong is reportedly worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The money he made from the improper trading was a small fraction of that fortune. Marquette Professor Falone says it's not surprising to see securities titans gamble a lot for a relatively small gain.
Oftentimes, the people in the industry do get wrapped up in being aggressive, pushing for every cent, competing against others, and the way they compete is who makes the most money. And that's where they start to lose a bit of their moral compass.
Strong Financial is headquartered in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, and it's been one of the city's largest employers for years. People there are eager to talk about what Richard Strong did. At a Little League baseball game in the Milwaukee suburb this week, parents yelled encouragement and debated Strong's punishment. Some say Attorney General Spitzer went too far. But Richard Zanotti says he's upset with Strong and some other key executives who are no longer with the company.
They did something they knew was wrong. And to me, mutual fund companies have an implied trust, particularly nowadays when so many middle Americans have their money in mutual funds. It just violated my senses.
Zanotti says in the last 6 months, he's taken his money out of Strong Financial. He's not alone. Strong's assets dropped by $10 billion, or about 25% since last summer. With the acquisition in place, Wells Fargo, Wisconsin President Lanny Little will now begin the task of reassuring Strong's customers.
You know, one thing with investors, they hate uncertainty. And the sad fact is that over the last number of months, there's been a lot of uncertainty surrounding this particular firm. And with today's announcement, we have the opportunity to start to build some certainty back in.
Wells Fargo isn't saying how many Strong employees may end up without a job. But analysts speculate the number may go as high as 400. Richard Strong said one of his goals in selling the company was to protect as many jobs as possible. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.